Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at Drug City. We are in Dundalk doing all things for the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. I still have, Jim, you've got one of these yet?
I have already.
You've got one? John's got one. John Allen, my rock star buddy, joining us here. We're at Drug City in Dundalk. He is a Dundalkian. I am a Dundalkian. And Gina Schock left here. When she left here, it was like, all the energy right out of the room. I'm ready for a crab cake. Chuck Jacobs is here. Jim Terry's here from the fountain at Drug City. We are in the tasting room upstairs. It's kind of fancy up here, Chuck. I told folks we were going to be at the fountain, and you're sitting down there with a milkshake, John. Nobody can find me up here.
Yeah.
Can
Where
people come up here? What is this room?
This is used for events and bourbon tastings with our Maryland Bourbon Society clubs and stuff like that, or they'll have a special like a different distillery come in and do like a some kind of like
holiday industry night
yeah. things. Correct. So Doc George puts a lot together with different clubs and stuff like that.
What is the fountain? And Jim, you are the chef, correct?
Yep, chef. I opened the place up. Been there for 2 years and change now. Yep.
So it's been there 2 years. So it
two
is
years
new.
This past
so
if, September.
So forgive me. Not saying I hadn't heard of it. I didn't realize it was there, but I've never dined. Because I'm on the other side. I go to the liquor store in recent times.
Now, most people do.
And look, John and I, we would never have gone behind that black curtain where the videotapes were back in the day. But literally, that's the room where they had smokers down there. What did John?
When you come to Drug City, you're coming in for a reason. You're going to the liquor store. You're going to the drugs. You're going to the pharmacy. You're not going in to walk around.
It's a post office in here. Office, you know. Yeah. So everything's in here for you. So the fountain just adds to the mystique and the tradition and the solidity of what has brought to Dundalk since 1954.
When did you first walk in this place as a customer?
Oh, Christ. I was looking at wrestling magazines like you were with my father, getting a prescription for my grandmother, who knew the previous owner, Doc Harry. So we'd be getting a prescription. I'm looking at the rest, like you said, the best wrestling magazines they had were
Drug
City.
Wrestling magazines, baseball cards, candy. I mean, if you came here as a kid...
Right.
There were candies you could only get here.
Well, I was telling John.
Stuff they didn't have at the mall.
On Christmas, it was open. It was $3.65. So if your dad forgot those AAA batteries and he runs out on Christmas morning, guess where he's going? Drug City. Grab those batteries, come right back home.
Now, how many years you been here?
Almost two. I started in February, and they opened in September. Yeah, so
what's the concept of doing this and having a... I guess the place is such an old-fashioned place for in that way, the way we would think of it, that it would almost be like a Murphy's or a dime store, which would have that sort of vibe. Right.
Drug City used to have that back in the 50s, 60s. Matter of fact, we've had customers come in that claim that they worked there, and I'm telling you right now, free crab cake to anybody that can actually give us a picture of the original fountain at Drug City.
Yeah, like, we can't get one from the Historic Society. We've tried everybody.
Nothing.
The original fountain was where the card department was. That was the original fountain. And apparently the fountain where we are was the pharmacy. So, and then they ended up closing
that
down.
That sounds right to me. Like I feel like I remember the pharmacy on that side before it became videotapes.
Right, and then... It's, you know, the concept with George and then Mike, who's working in a liquor store now, and Jimmy started this thing, and then I came on in February. And growing up here, and my parents came here and playing music here in high school and stuff. No, a ton of people that come in, and it's been a true blessing. Really, it has. It's awesome.
I think the actual like concept of the fountain came because you know we got granted the tavern license from Baltimore County, and so we had to open a bar up, and then George hears about boozy milkshakes, right? So if you had a bourbon milkshake, you have to have ice cream,
right?
You know, right? So if you have ice cream, then you need an ice cream parlor.
Right.
If you have ice cream, people are going to want to eat, so now he's got to build a kitchen, and now here we are. You know,
it really
snowballed.
And plus, we do our sodas from scratch. There's no Coke or Pepsi, so it's cola syrup. Ice, seltzer.
When I told people I was coming here, they all said that.
Yeah.
They said it's like an old-fashioned thing.
It's
legit. And my son's wife, my daughter-in-law's mother, she loves it, and they got her gift cards for Mother's Day or birthday and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because it's a draw unto itself now. I mean, I came here at 1 o'clock. We couldn't do the show in there.
Right.
I'd be lying if I said there's not enough space. It's a tiny little boxcar, but the vibe of it in there is throwback. Like, did you...
Yeah.
look through magazines to get that vibe down there?
George will be in a minute. He'll tell you. That was all him. You know, it was his idea. He tells us we're going to do it this way, and we're like,
and we're
all
still right. Adding every day. Like, oh, I saw this ice cream soda online. Let's put it on the menu.
Right.
Oh, we saw this drink, this bourbon cocktail. Let's put it on the menu. And plus, we do our own hard seltzers. So, like a Truly or White Claw, I can put in a 32-ounce can for you to take home. Vodka, tequila, rum, gin, and any of my syrups. Cherry, strawberry, grape, orange.
Any version of those.
And I have sugar-free options as well.
John, going home with something for air.
You got thirsty?
Like you got some stuff coming.
We got some milkshakes.
So we got milkshakes coming. John, I had John hang around. He drove over from Clarksville to meet Gina Schock. He had no idea we're getting milkshakes out of this. Are these grown-up milkshakes?
No. These are regular milkshakes.
All right, so this is chocolate or strawberry.
So, quick shout-out. So, we use the best ice cream in Maryland. Literally, they voted best ice cream, I think, about a month ago. Tarker Brothers out of Baltimore City. Mm-hmm. They are fantastic.
I know this to be factual. It's in my freezer right now.
So that is Taharka ice cream right there. We make all our milkshakes. We make everything with their stuff. We use a very high-end French company for our syrups. We try to serve the best of the best that we could possibly do at the right price. 100%.
Nice.
Crab cake. Chuck, I'm sitting at the bar. John, the reason this whole thing happened, is I was at Costas 2 weeks ago. I put my Tony Gwynn jersey on. They were playing the Phillies.
Shout out to Nick and Pete, everybody
down there. I was going down to Costas for a 4 o'clock game. My wife had just left town for a couple weeks. I was going to get some Crab Imperial, and I sat at the bar, and he was at the other end of the bar. And I know him a little bit, you know, through the Drug City and this and that. And before I left, he winds up saying, I got a crab cake. Because he's like, hey, you should come do the show at Drug City. And I'm like, easy. Do you have a crab cake? Or can you acquire one? And he's like, yeah, we got a great crab cake. And I'm like, all right, so here we are. So give me the crab cake concept on a five and dime store kind of throwback menu thing.
All right.
The original Drug City little thing didn't have a crab cake in 1958.
No, it didn't. My wife, who's been making this recipe since she was about 15 years old, her parents literally live in the house right behind the building.
Ooh. Correct.
She lived, her my father and mother-in-law live in the house
love
right behind the building.
Story, John. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not local, but I understand the community because through my wife. Mm-hmm. And me and my wife used to cater over at the VFW in Essex.
Okay.
And once a month, we put the crab cake up. And her father had always said, she makes the best crab cake. She makes the best damn crab cake. And then we started doing the VFW.
I hear that a lot, you know.
We started doing the VFW. And these people are going absolutely crazy over my wife's crab cakes. So we open up all this. And my oven's fantastic. I can broil a fantastic crab cake in there. And
that's delicious.
Thank you.
You know,
I'll let her know.
And here's the thing. When you get a John, I've been having these crab cakes everywhere. You know this. When you get a crab cake anywhere east of Highland Town, it's Old Bay. It's J.O. It's Chesapeake Bay seasoning. You won't find that on the Eastern Shore in that way.
That's right.
It's more creamy, delicate, sweet, slurry. And I call a country club crab cake more of a slurry kind of thing. This is a Dundalk crab cake.
Right.
Legit.
I was telling the guy earlier that, you know, took over Bethlehem Steel area.
Aaron.
My wife's grandfather worked for Bethlehem Steel. Like, her whole family's, they were behind the house. That's where they grew up, you know. And so this is the crab cake she made for all the friends and family since she was 15.
And you're serving this at the fountain right downstairs?
Every day. If I don't, I think Dundalk will
riot. See, people
riot.
Come and they're like, would I get a crab cake at Drug City? That's probably what I said to you 2 weeks ago, Chuck.
That's exactly what you said to me.
You said, get your ass down the street. We're going to get your strawberry milkshake.
Yep,
you know,
yep.
Get Gina Schock by. It'll be the greatest day of your life. Yeah. You know?
Well, people are a little bit off put by it because it's a 6.5 ounce crab cake with colossal meat, right? And we only charged, you know, $13.50 for it.
It was a huge lump of crab
this is
lump
delicious,
that I grabbed the first thing.
Well, great. I'll be damned. I mean, I've seen it all.
We call it Drug City pricing. There's regular pricing. There's Drug City pricing.
Let me think of all the things that I bought at Drug City in my life. Now, let's see this. Like, baseball cards for sure. Wrestling magazines for sure.
Tops or Dunruss?
Always Tops. Dunruss was a little later.
Gotta get the gum. Yeah.
They were
talking 75, 76, 77 in that range. A lot of liquor here, a lot of lottery tickets here. Back when my family used to smoke cigarettes, they bought them here. Videotapes, man. Give me the video story. You guys had some great stories. Because I've been telling people where the fountain is was the area you went when you were going to make a special night on a weekend. And I mean, you had to be 18 or older
to rent video. Yeah. Was so it only only adult videos?
No,
no. It was
But the best part, they had these two barn doors. They were wooden. I don't think
correct.
It was a curtain.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And
if saloon doors. Saloon
correct.
Doors.
Yep. So my story was when George and Jimmy brought me on, and Mike was there, and I said, my father would come have to tag me on the shoulder to get out of here because I'm peeking through the little door.
Daddy, who's Ginger Lynn?
Because
who's this new star, Crystal Canyon? Is she a star?
If the movie title said something about like a big-breasted lady, the front cover was this woman, and they were you could see them all. And I'm telling the story, and Jimmy says, "Hey, man, come here." So he walks in the back, and he opens up the electric panel. It's still labeled X-rated video room, and that's the fountain feed. And I said, it's meant to be.
The light that one feeds the lights. I have five lights right above the bar.
And it says
the
X-rated
side.
Video. The original sticker is still there from the X-rated adult room. Yeah.
Or even the barbershop, like my kitchen thing, still says.
Remember the barbershop was long hair.
Who owned the place in 1984 when I was renting videotapes? Because it was such an ingenious.
That was Doc Harry.
Yeah.
It was such an ingenious thing, right? Like this place was always that place that was a cutting edge. And John, you had five video stores in Eastwood. They were like corner stores. Colgate didn't have it, and the mall like they didn't take on video tapes at that time, right? So we had to get in our car to go rent a video, and we were coming here anyway.
Right.
I mean, I've been coming here my whole life, so like it was the next step for a kid to collect wrestling magazines in 1979, 80, 81.
Sure.
That in 1984, I would come and get videotapes.
Right.
And I know I told the story. You'd rent five of them on Thursday thinking you had a slow weekend. And then Johnny's band be playing down at Ocean City at Scandals. You know, him and Brian Jack and Idzy, those guys enter. And so I robbed the billiards or somebody grabbed me. We wind up going to Ocean City. And I come back Monday and I have five videotapes. None of them I've touched. None of them I watched. I return them on Thursday. $32 later, I rented six videos. I didn't watch anything. I could have gone over to Schilling's house and watched The Shining. It's probably what I should have done. So, Chuck is here. Jim's here. John Allen. We got rock stars. More rock stars. Sheena Shock was here. It's been local. It's been amazing. We're going to be with the Goodwill folks. Speaking of eating and feeding, Thanksgiving's right around the corner. On the 23rd, we're going to be feeding a lot of folks that are a lot less fortunate than us. Try to give them some wraparound services, give people a hand up. Goodwill's doing that on the 23rd. Our friends at Wise Markets providing turkeys as well. So if you want to volunteer, you want to be a good Joe, come on down, help us out. Throw me an email. You can be part of my team on the 23rd. We'll try to have a little bit of fun and make a day of it. Make sure we're doing Thanksgiving the right way. I want to get George in. Is there anything else before I give your... I only have four headsets.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
I got to get George in because I want to hear the story about all of this stuff. But your menu. Tell me about the menu at the Fountain. Because,
the menu.
I have not had... I've never really had a strawberry milkshake with a crab cake. I can't say that I've ever done that. So this is an eclectic mix of things. So.
The menu. It like I said, it's a throwback to my wife knowing Dundalk and her telling me, this is what Dundalk people like, and that's what we do.
Will you put this crab in like a cheese, melted cheese, or you do anything like that? You do crab melts? You do anything weird?
So every now and then we do it. Every Thursday we have our flatbread pizza day. We have our specials. And every now and then we'll do a crab imperial. So we'll take that entire 6-ounce crab cake. We'll break
now
it
you
up.
Get my attention.
Yeah, it's really good. Every Wednesday is our Seafood Wednesday. Apparently we make a really good shrimp salad. Once again, wife's recipe because she knows how to cook.
What the hell are you doing here? Where's your wife? Let's get her on the show. That's what.
She's the silent brains behind everything. 100%.
All right. Well, she's making all the food. I need to know about it.
Yeah. So, but on Wednesdays we do a seafood club, which is our 6.5-ounce crab cake.
Meatball Monday. Monday meatball subs.
Meatball Monday.
Homemade meatballs.
Can I attach some mails? We're going to have the best meatball in Dundalk. We're coming after him. We have a fantastic meatball. People are losing their minds over it.
All right, I'm coming back.
Come back.
Can I rent videos still? Now it's over.
You can rent videos. Just it's George's TikToks. That's all they
That's
are.
Right.
Ever since that website went up that begins with a P, it put the videotapes out of business, as I remember.
No, well, our meatballs are good. We make them, and when I say fresh, like I come in at 8 o'clock and I fresh every morning, every Monday morning.
All They're right.
Good. Plus good. Good soups too. Do some good soups.
Soups.
Yep.
This time of year, perfect.
Saturday soup tomorrow is going to be loaded potato.
Yeah.
No wonder my daughter-in-law's mother loves this place. Like, so
something for everybody. Kids come in, we fist bump, we're making milkshakes and ice cream. Our bourbon guys come in, we're tasting new bourbons, we're smelling it. The folks come in who grew up around here, and they come and they tell you, Chuck, I used to drive the streetcar down Dundalk Avenue, and I'd stop and go get a transfer and a phosphate line.
Oh, it's falling apart. Sorry about that.
He said, and you know, they tell you great stories. So it's something for everyone here, you know.
And we have our regulars that come in that. We've got a gentleman that comes in every probably 3 days a week, and he didn't show up for like 4 days, and he's, you know, a little bit older, and like we're legitimately concerned. And then his sister calls up. He's at the hospital, and the first thing, his first phone call was, go tell the fountain I'm okay. You know, like we have
our regulars are,
have that kind of
the best,
relationship with our regulars that I wouldn't trade it for.
That's Dundalk, though. That's the neighborhood.
Yep. It's the neighborhood.
Well, it was really nice meeting you, man.
Absolutely,
I want to get George in here.
Yeah.
Chuck Jacobs is here. John Allen's here. We're in Dundalk. We're at the Drug City. Come on. We can get you
Let's go,
man.
Georgie. You got to talk.
Come on, man. This is the last guy. He keeps saying, I want to have my staff on. I want to have everybody on. But I need to hear the story about all these renovations and how I got brought into like a secret room up here at the top. Man, you taking me around a corner. I thought I was a setup, Chuck. He's like, hey, man, we're going to be doing the show upstairs. I'm like, what? What's going on around here? George, welcome, man. Hey. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having me and being up here and hanging out with us. This is awesome.
How does a regular guy own Drug City? Give me the story.
It's a good story.
Go ahead.
So my mother found me the job. She basically said, George, I grew up in Hollandtown, Greek town,
okay,
right across from the hospital. And she says, George, you're going to be a pharmacist. I'm like, Mom, you know, we'll see. You know, so I went to college my first year. And she's like, if you don't know what you're going to be by the end of your first year, you're going to be a pharmacist. I'm like, okay. So I wanted to be an astronomer. And she's like, no, you can't be an astronomer. That's not going to happen. Then psychology. No, you're not going to be a psychologist. I'm like, all right, I'll be a pharmacist. So I've studied pharmacy. I got into pharmacy school in 96. And right when I got into pharmacy school, she found me the job here. And I never knew what Drug City was. We used to play pool right up the street. Remember, Green Room was on German Hill Road?
Absolutely.
And actually, this was a pool place, too, where the diner was. So I was close. I even remember going to Frank's with my father when I was young.
Frank's Nursery.
Yes. And so she found me the job in 96. And so I started off as a cashier at the pharmacy, and then I became a technician. And then I graduated pharmacy school in 2000 and was a pharmacist and bought the store in 2016.
Wow, so you had it for 6 years. Yeah, six years.
6 years, yep.
Wow.
So you never dreamed of, like, owning a place. You dreamed of being a pharmacist.
I was going to own it the minute I walked in. I absolutely did. And it's not like I was clairvoyant or that I knew that I was going to buy it. Everybody around me was old. Really old.
Right.
And I'm like, this could totally happen. You know what I mean? And I remember asking, Harry was the one that started it, and he started it with his brother-in-law.
What year?
1954.
So it's been here since 54. Okay.
Yep. Right. And so they also had Hollibert Pharmacy on Hollibert Avenue.
I remember that
one. It's a liquor store, too. Now, I remember talking to Mark, and Mark was the one that started videos. That was his brainchild. Mark was Harry's son, who was also a pharmacist.
I'm glad you told me that story, because I'm thinking, like, this place took on videotapes, and it was so entrepreneurial. Like, as you think about it 40 years later, there was a line out the door, and what a brilliant thing, because you never just bought a videotape.
No.
You were like, I'm going to go rent a movie. Ah, I need aspirin. Daddy, give me candy. You know, like, there was always something
going
on. Don't
forget the snowballs. There are snowballs.
Absolutely.
All year round, 365. So, I mean, that's a big deal around here, too. People love the snowballs.
There's nothing like this anywhere else. Like, really, it's a very, very unique thing.
Absolutely.
And the name itself is so, like...
People chuckle.
Oh, it is... It is a... Where are you doing a show? Drug City. I'm at Drug City. Give me drugs.
And there's so many people that just don't know are like... Are you going to change the name? You going to change the name when you buy it? I'm like, fuck no. I'm sorry. I'm a bleeper. But
you call it George's Drugstore? Or no?
Yeah, no, or George's Drug Emporium. Right. No, it's just Drug City. It's what we know. I mean, it's a pillar of the community, in my opinion. I absolutely love the store, and I give it everything I have. And there's no way I can change that. You know, it was just such a cool place, and it's you can't change the name. But people that don't know, they do think it's a joke.
Well, so give me the upstairs here, because we're in this beautiful space that obviously looks pretty modern. You've built out a whole bunch of different things, including the fountain itself, which has this throwback vibe. You're obviously a visual guy, or you have a really good visual. You, either your eye or you have someone that works for you that sees things well.
I see it. I don't always see things well, but I do what I see.
Well, there's a taste involved in, like you said, there were always old people here. Because, I mean, I came here too, and I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
It was an older kind of place. You're freshening it up in a different kind
Absolutely.
Of way.
Absolutely.
But using the nostalgia vibe of it.
If you think about it, maybe the fountain, or this, is the video rentals of the 2020s. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's just like we've always progressed. We've had pagers. We've had Tan City. We've always tried to.
You
just,
had the tanning.
Do you remember tanning?
Is it the same area? Same area as the fountain.
So we've always done things that we felt like were needed, you know, or that would made sense. And for me, the fountain made sense. I mean, one of the biggest things is our customers, our older customers specifically, always talked about the fountain. And that's what they called it. They would call it the fountain. And that's why we came up with the name. I'm like, to me, there was nothing else I could possibly call it. It had to be the fountain. So they would throw back, and they would always talk about it so lovingly and just with so much
joy. But there's no
joy.
Pictures of it.
Nothing. Nothing at all. I've tried. If anybody has a picture, please, we'll take good care of you.
Free crab cakes. Good ones, too, but I tell you right now.
What do you think?
Delicious. You know, I can't say I'm shocked or whatever. Yeah, well, I'm talking.
John's like, gone.
I've known him for years, and I ran him at Costas. And I don't think he thought I was really going to come. And I'm like, no. The lottery and Goodwill and Window Nation, they put this thing together. So I would literally go neighborhood to neighborhood.
Sure. I love
and
it.
Meet new people. It was the whole concept of this was, let's meet new people. Let's get out and let's talk about Trade Point Atlantic. Let's talk about drummers. Let's talk about Heritage. Let's talk about the Penguins at East Point Mall. Let's tell some stories, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he said to me 2 weeks ago, you know, you should come down and shoot the show at Truck City at the Fountain. I'm like, I just flippantly said, well, if you have a crab cake. He's like, yeah, we have a crab cake. And I'm like,
yeah.
I just would never have thought that had
you,
I not
you
run
didn't
into
expect
you.
Me to say yes, did you?
No, I thought maybe you'd say, we'll get some crab that day and we'll stick it in the grilled cheese and we'll like come up with something, you know? And I would have said to you, sure. Yeah, you know, if you have a food truck that pulls up and a charity associated with it, I will do the crab cake tour with you if you have a food. If you have a crab cake, I don't want to come to your grandmother's basement. No offense to your wife, but I'm not going to personal homes. But if you want to bring that crab cake to me in a setting that doesn't have a crab cake, I will do it. You know, on behalf of our sponsors, because I've Hugh Sisson didn't have a crab cake out at Heavy Seas, and he was doing a Ukrainian beer thing, and that's what made me go to all the. I've been to 38 breweries now, including Key, because of him. He put a thing online and said, we're supporting Ukraine in the war. There's a Ukrainian brewery. We're going to brew their beer, brew their red American ale. And I said, well, I want to come out and do the show, but I get, you know, it's a crab cake tour. He's like, no problem. I got the Cooper's food truck. We'll have a crab cake. And I'm like,
Cooper's
done, nice. Sold. We're doing it, you know. So, I mean, when you told me you had a crab cake, I am sort of blown away, but I'm not because I always knew the ingenuity here. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you. I still thought the old guy owned it.
Sure.
People are always alive to me forever.
He didn't die that long ago, 2013. Harry made it a long time.
Well, Alan Stockett died this week, who was just an absolute legend in Dundalk. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you made this happen today, and that Gina Schock was in town, and then we got to honor Alan here at the beginning, and Jay Trucker was our first guest. Jay and I ran into each other half naked, sweating our ass off at a yoga. We were changing, and I'm like, Jay? And he's like, no. Nah. He's like, yoga? Yeah, I hear you talk about it on the radio. I didn't know you did it here. And this was 2 weeks ago. And I said to him, I'm doing a show at Drug City. You should come over. You're a professor at Dundalk. And then Alan dies, and it turns out he was a professor with Alan for 15 years.
No.
Sat and like was very close with Alan. So, and you knew Alan Stockett, of course, at Dundalk High. And so this week has been, this has been a perfect show. So it's, I was meant to do it here today.
Absolutely.
And this area up here, is this a room for rental? Or like, do you need a little tasting
room?
We
do events up here. We have fun. We have a good time. Yeah, absolutely. If you ever have something you want to do up here, we're throwing the idea around. We get a lot of requests, but we don't really follow through on many of them. It really depends. It has to be specific.
What's a small space?
So we like taking care of the community. If it's a community event, you know, sure. If you want to have a meeting up here, if you want to just do something up here that for the good of all of us? Absolutely, for sure. But if you want to have like Ricky's, you know, 34th birthday party up here and you want to go till 1 in the morning, we're not going to do it. You know, so it's just a matter of finding that, you know.
You got to know Chuck, though, because you never find the place if you don't. I mean, you will know where steps are.
It's a good spot. So we should consider it more. But you're going to Pappas's in, what,
2 weeks from today, yep.
This one blows it away, doesn't it?
See, I'm not getting into that. See, you're a good start here.
They're family.
Listen to me. So. Listen to me. I'm not going to start with that because I went to Scoozy and had a crab cake on the tour as well. So, you know, the idea for me is to try different places, and Pappas is a sponsor, as is Conrad's, as is Costa's, as is Fadley's, where I sent a bunch of people yesterday. So I have sponsors that had crab cakes, and they all, when I went to them and said, I'm going to go around the state, but more than that, my Fadley's folks, they're really into the Bay, and they really want me to focus on the Eastern Shore and the Mexican ladies that fly up that make this a crab cake for you, quite frankly, that we, Jobs, J2B visas, Ben Cardin's been on the show talking about that, that, so this thing began as not proprietary in
sure.
any way. The whole idea was, the crab cake's not that important. Yeah. It's the converse. It's the people we
absolutely.
Meet.
Absolutely.
You know, so, but
no,
I appreciate
they're family. That's why I'm giving them a shit. But,
yeah, well,
so
they have a good
fun.
Crab cake.
They
I'll
do.
Be there eating in 2 weeks.
The best. Theirs is awesome.
And I have some guests out there. But it's not, you know, no offense to Pappas or any other place, but it's not like being in Dundalk. And you
sure.
know that. When I'm at Costas, when I'm with you guys, you know, when I'm local, the best shows happen. So my wife predicted this at 10 this morning. She's like, you're going to have the best show of the year today at Drug City. Watch.
All right.
Well, when she said Gina Shock was coming, she's like, "You're today's going to be crazy." I said, I called John. John said, Christ almighty, I'm going over there.
Yeah, Gina was cool.
You haven't said a word in this segment. Just feeding your face.
I was eating, man. I didn't realize how, you know, hungry I was and how good that,
dude,
that,
you liked
crab,
it.
That
yeah.
crab cake was awesome. And the shake. Oh, my gosh.
I haven't touched the shake.
Dude,
I'm
going to
end
try.
The show because I got to eat. All right?
Sounds good.
Yes, Chuck, appreciate you.
That's
George, thanks for having us in.
Guys.
Johnny, I love you.
John,
it's my dude
great,
there.
My friend. Yes, sir.
Take care.
We're Drug City.
You,
it's all brought to you by our friends.
Thanks,
by the way, you haven't got a lottery ticket yet. You sell lottery tickets here?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
lottery, post office, check cashing.
There we go.
Anything right. else? Anything you don't do?
No.
You don't do old videotapes anymore, right?
Not anymore. I'm sure there's still a few floating around.
So I went to the lottery offices today. And Doug Lloyd, who comes on the show once in a while, and I said, I was picking up the new tickets to bring him over, right? And Doug said to me, Drug City, and he's not from Dundalk, he's like, we did a promotion over there. They sell a lot of lottery tickets.
We do. We're a big account for them, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, we are.
Well, exactly why we're here. Our friends at Goodwill as well, and I haven't mentioned Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Buy two, get two free. A lot of people hit me like, hey, I need windows. It's been years, 39 years that my place didn't have windows, and best thing I've done. I mean, it was August. We got new windows, from bugs to like just how warm it stays this time of year when you put the heat on. Get windows at Window Nation. They're local as well. We'll be talking more about them. Johnny, anyway, give me a band, man. You guys are playing sometime?
Stone Horses. Nowhere close. We're playing in Hagerstown next Saturday.
That's close to Steve Whiteman.
Sweet 710. Yeah. 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 And then New Hampshire on the 18th now.
The mayor of Hagerstown is one of my favorite people, so
yeah.
I'm going to send her out.
All right.
I've gotten to know her pretty well, so she's pretty cool. So I like Hagerstown.
Well, it's a benefit for substance abuse places throughout Washington County, so it's a good...
She'll probably be there.
It's a good cause.
She ran for mayor because her best friend lost her life. And won.
Yeah.
She's awesome. So Hagerstown. Yeah. All right. Good enough. And the website for you?
Stonehorsesmusic.com.
I wear the shirt all the time. John Allen, the legendary John Allen, on behalf of Gina Shock, my dear friend Stan Jablonski, who stopped by today. Am I forgetting anybody? Ron West, Sinful Pleasures. It's been like I wore my Dundalk Hall of Fame shirt today for all my Dundalk friends, so it's been a little
that's
homecoming.
Awesome.
Thank you. Appreciate
sounds
it.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
It's been a little
care.
While since I thought of Ginger Lynn and Trista Canyon. I am Nestor. We are WNSD.
Vanessa Del Rio.
Oh, my son is here.
That's right. Yeah.
My daughter-in-law's here. Look at this. I got gift cards for your mom. We're good. There. Love to my daughter-in-law, Aubrey, and my son, Barry. So back for more on WNST, but it won't be from Drug City because I'm eating the crab cake and drinking the milkshake.